It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some elementary school students in Denver returned to remote learning today after a week of in-person instruction that has some parents upset. Hundreds of them have joined virtual town hall meetings. Parent Kathleen Heine attended a protest on Friday.
I think we in Denver have our priorities backwards. Like, it's okay to keep pot shops and liquor stores and bars open, but not our students to go back to school.
The move back to remote learning is for 3rd through 5th graders. RTD can be held liable when a passenger is hurt on its vehicles, even if the driver isn't at fault. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports on a new court ruling.
In 2016, an RTD bus driver slammed on the brakes to avoid a collision nearly caused by another vehicle. A passenger fell and hurt her back and shoulder, and she sued RTD. The jury found no fault with the driver's actions, but it found the agency liable because a handrail the passenger was holding broke. RTD appealed, citing government immunity laws, but the Colorado Court of Appeals denied that, saying RTD was negligent in maintaining its vehicle and can be held responsible. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park is still closed 2 weeks after the East Troublesome Fire made it to the park's border. Between that fire and nearby Cameron Peak Fire, it's burned almost 30,000 acres within the park. Spokeswoman Kyle Patterson says that's a record.
It is extremely uncommon since the park was created in 1915. So we have not had this level of fire activity in the park for 105 years. And this year has been extreme, significant, unprecedented.
The Cameron Peak and East Troublesome fires are still burning, but they did not get any larger over the weekend. Colorado has mostly sunny weather today and through the rest of the week, temperatures in the 70s around Metro Denver. This is CPR News.